And now, Group Collect presents Group Collect, the podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to Group Collect, the podcast, the only show on the internet that brings you insights from the world of group travel technology, as well as news about your favorite group travel tech company, which is, of course, Group Collect. I am your host, Eric Young, and today I am joined by Kathleen Lyles from St. Augustine and from Weymouth, Massachusetts. It's our Director of Product Management, Ryan Kramer. Welcome to Season 2 of Group Collect, the podcast, you two. How are you doing today?
Doing good. We made it officially a second year.
We got renewed. I don't know who was behind
contract
that decision.
Signed.
Yep. Contract is the ink is still fresh. Here we are. We're really grateful for the opportunity to be podcasting about this industry and the wonderful company of Group Collect. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Group Collect's time at ABA Marketplace 2026 in Reno, Nevada. We're going to talk about an upcoming live Zoom event that we're going to be putting on. A lot of exciting content there. Going to be talking a little bit about the Group Collect changelog. We got an excellent guest in an interview with Stephanie Lee later on in the show. So where to begin? How about, Ryan, please tell me, how was Reno, Nevada and ABA Marketplace 2026 for you?
Wait, I have to stop you. You have to say it correctly. For those of you who don't know, I grew up in Reno. So the proper way to say it is Nevada, not Nevada.
I sound like ignorant, first of all, but also like in a bougie way, right? It's like Nevada.
Nevada.
I'm going to drive my Ferrari to Nevada.
Yes.
All right. So Nevada.
Nevada.
Got to put a little twang in it.
A little
twang. Okay. So... y'all were out in Reno, Nevada. How'd that go?
Kathleen, thank you for showing us your hometown. I had a really, really good time out there, both inside and outside of the show.
So well attended this year. Were there many of our tenants, supplier friends, all that?
Oh, you name it. You know, industry partners from tour operators to suppliers of every flavor that you can think of, all flocking over to our little Education Bites area to learn about the tool that's going to bring them all together, Group Collect Ops.
Yes, yes. All right, so then tell me more about the Education Bites area and the demonstrations that went down. Kathleen, did you lead any of those sessions, or were you, you're kind of like, what should I say, almost like a stage manager in those presentations, aren't you?
For the yes, particular because my wheelhouse is register. So I know anything and everything about register. Ops is completely separate. They will eventually communicate, but just very much different. You can use one and not the other, which I think is a benefit of it. You don't have to use register if you want to use ops. So if you are interested in at least that piece, you don't have to be tied to also using register as well.
I will say, if we're like getting in the weeds a little bit about the connectivity of these two products, it is going to be incredible when they share data. I was poking around in the Group Collect Ops demo myself yesterday, and looking at, you know, when you're setting up your trip and you establish all of those parameters of the dates of the trip, how many passengers, things of that nature. And obviously that is something that's static that you enter in manually right now. But eventually, if you are a user of Group Collect Register, where your passengers number is continuously increasing, then that data will be able to share over to Group Collect Ops. And they're both going to be live and sharing that data. And boy, what a magical time that's going to be in human history.
Yes, a little foreshadowing there.
Little foreshadowing, but that's what we like to do here in the marketing department, is talk about the, you know, just the things that are sparkling down there on the horizon. So, okay, so that's basically what we were doing in the Education Bites area. A lot of demonstration, a lot of conceptualization of the future of Group Collect Ops. Did you get to interact with a lot of participants or attendees of ABA Marketplace about Register, Kathleen?
There were only a handful there. This is going to be my time to do a little shout out about Reno, just because it doesn't seem very appealing in a student travel market or group travel market. But I am here to tell you that there is way more that they offer than just the casinos and the gambling piece, which is kind of what everybody thinks. So.
Like what? Like
We've
what?
got Lake Tahoe, so that's
Okay.
amazing in the summer. Your beautiful beach up in the snowy mountains, or skiing or snowboarding if you have groups who are into that. Virginia City is also very close, which is really cool. You can go do some gold mining there. That's one of the original towns where they posted up. It is a living ghost town because a lot of the towns that did do the gold mining, have shut down and become ghost towns, but
Yeah.
Virginia City is a living ghost town, which is pretty cool. And just a lot of events too. So that we've got like the hot air balloon races, which was fun to see as a kid. There's quite a bit more to offer, but people just haven't realized that. If you don't grow up there, you don't really know about all that kind of stuff.
So did you get to go on many of those excursions when you were there for ABA Marketplace?
No, the one event that I heard about that was really cool is all of the murals and mosaics. We've gotten pretty trendy, especially with Burning Man so close. A lot of the pieces of art that have been out at Burning Man, they have brought into the city and now kind of showcase around the city. So there's quite a few mural walls and stuff that weren't there when I was there, so I was bummed. I didn't get to join in on that one, but I heard a lot of talk about that event, which was pretty cool as well.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, the Reno, Nevada CVB owes you a thank you note because that was a very, very healthy endorsement of your hometown. And I could see why. All right. So we're glad that everything went well at ABA Marketplace. Really, really grateful for anyone that attended the demonstration sessions while we were there, or contributed to any of the user feedback sessions that we've been conducting. Those have been awesome. And we're gonna transition here to now what is forthcoming next month in February. So we have a live Zoom event that is taking place on February 11th at 2 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to register for this event, please go to groupcollect.com and check out the section titled Events and Conferences. This one is called A Lotto Love. All right. And I'm going to preview what we're going to be talking about in this session, and then I'm going to kick it to you guys so we can go into a little bit more detail. But the reason why we're calling it A Lotto Love, of course, because we're in the month of February and that is the month of love. But we're going to be going into more detail about a new partnership that we have formed with a collaborative group travel technology company that is based out of Europe called Lotto. They have a integration with Group Collect Register that we are going to be sharing with users that is going to help folks to enhance their registration pages. So we're extremely excited about this. And if you would like to see how that can be something that you can utilize in this forthcoming year, then register for the event. We're going to be getting an update from our dear friends at the Green Book Experience. They are going to be telling us what their plans are for the United States 250th year anniversary this year. And then, of course, Kathleen, we're going to be kicking off the 2026 Group Collect Register Rewards Program. So, what do you have to tell people about that?
Well, similar to our podcast, the rewards program is kicking it off with season two. So happy to bring that back and continue moving along with that. And just some fun little things. We love showing our appreciation for everybody who uses us. So we'll definitely talk about the little goodies and what all that rewards program is going to offer.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you're not going into detail about that at all, because if you want to know where you land, you got to attend the event. You got to learn about what kind of benefits you may be entitled to for that. And Kaplan's going to be taking everyone through that during this particular event, which once again is taking place February 11th. That is Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Go to groupcollect.com and you can register right there online and reserve your seat. Something else that is coming back this year in 2026, it actually never left, and that's the Group Collect changelog. Ryan, remind the listeners out there, what is the Group Collect changelog?
The Group Collect changelog is a nifty little page on groupcollect.com that lets you know anytime we make any tweaks to Group Collect Register. I certainly understand that when you use the tool day in and day out, even the smallest of changes can draw your attention and may lead you to ask yourself, am I seeing something different here? The intention is to have that be a heads up for you anytime that we're making changes. Of course, any major changes that we make will still get communicated well in advance and through many different channels. What we're talking about here with the changelog is more, oh, we changed the wording here to this, or we moved this button a little bit over here, just so that everyone feels included in all of the little UI decisions that we make as a team.
Exactly. And this week, I think that you had sent out a new entry to all subscribers of the Group Collect changelog. So, again, the place to go is groupcollect.com. Click on changelog, which is right there on the top navigation bar of the website. As soon as you get to that page, there is a link to subscribe to the changelog. So, if you are a daily user of Group Collect Register and you are not subscribed to the changelog, then what are you doing? You gotta make it happen. Go ahead and subscribe. You can see Ryan's latest entry, which actually was functionality of the system of filters and reports, right? So, if you're
Some
using
minor changes to what you see when you look at them, yeah.
And so with that, we're going to segue into our interview portion of this month's podcast. Ryan, what can you say about our guest this month, Miss Stephanie Lee?
Stephanie Lee is a celebrity in my book. I get starstruck whenever I get the opportunity to speak with her. Stephanie, for those of you who've not had the pleasure, is the president and CEO of Group Sales Box Office at Broadway.com. And that organization does many wonderful things for this world. And one of them is at ABA. They produce a special show, a little Broadway variety show for all of the attendees to take in, where they bring in real life Broadway actors performing real life numbers from real life shows. And as a big, huge theater nerd, as has been established on this podcast before, I just cannot get enough of, they call it the best of Broadway. And Stephanie every year is the host and MC of the event, and seeing her up there on stage, like I say, it's like looking at a celebrity, and it felt like talking with a celebrity right here on our little Zoom call, and I had a great time talking with her.
No, I mean, an incredible conversation, and we're going to get into it in a minute. But I mean, essentially, yes, she works in Broadway sales, and she is a pillar in the group travel industry, and we talk a lot about that. But she's also, because she's been doing this so long and at such an enormous scale and magnitude, she is herself a Broadway producer in a sense. And so we
Absolutely.
got to learn about how all of those worlds kind of fit together in a really enamoring conversation with Stephanie Lee. So, without further ado, here's our chat with our very special guest, Miss Stephanie Lee.
All righty, Eric and I are now joined from New York City by the president and CEO of Group Sales Box Office at Broadway.com, Stephanie Lee. Stephanie, welcome to Group Collect the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be here with both of you.
I'm so excited to have you here because, as I've made it very clear to you in our conversation, Stephanie, what you do just absolutely geeks me out as a big, huge theater person. So, any opportunity to chat about that is always much welcome. So, for those of you who are, or excuse me, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the industry, and what group sales box office at Broadway.com is all about?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. So again, my name is Stephanie Lee. I'm the president and CEO of Group Sales Box Office at Broadway.com. We are the leading group ticket seller for Broadway shows in New York and in over 45 of our markets across America with Broadway Across America. How did I get into this business? That is a great question. I was literally born into the business. My father spent his younger years on the Broadway stage, and at 20 something, his career, his trajectory sort of plateaued. So he thought, well, maybe I'll pick up a side gig. And he was house managing in theaters. And along that part of his journey, he thought, you know what? I think people might come to the theater in a group as a, you know, for a shared experience. I think there were definitely a few people who thought he was out of his mind, but 63 years later, I ultimately grew up in the business and thought, you know, this might be something I could do instead of just revolving in and out of the office door when I needed money over the summer. And I eventually bought the business from my father, and then joined with a fantastic organization, the John Gore Organization, who I partner with, and also subsidiary companies of the John Gore Organization. It's Group Sales Box Office. It's Broadway.com for single tickets and content, Broadway Across America, and a host of a few others. But it's been a fantastic marriage. And I pride myself on, even though we're part of a big company, our company, our or Group Sales Box Office's strength is its years, decades-long relationships. Many of those relationships, for example, with our friends at ABA. So it's a fantastic experience and a journey for me that I truly love. And I get to do a really fun job and meet great people along the way.
Speaking of ABA, the Group Collect team was blown away by the best of Broadway. So, for those of our listeners who might not be familiar, myself among them, because I was not at ABA, can you explain what is the best of Broadway?
Absolutely. It's the best of Broadway. It's a Broadway extravaganza. And you know, Ryan, as you said, you're a theater geek, a theater nerd. I think there are so many of us, and so many of us at a place like ABA's Marketplace. So the best of Broadway is a medley of numbers from various Broadway musicals. They all come to Marketplace to entertain, to delight. And giving everyone at Marketplace, not just tour operators, but everyone, a glimpse of their show. So, a particular show, you'll see one number. For example, as you saw, Ryan, the Phantom of the Opera has a new production called Masquerade. So, we had Hugh Panero playing the role of the Phantom going through the house. And obviously, most of us are familiar with the Phantom of the Opera and even this titillating new immersive production called Masquerade. But group leaders and audiences at ABA can not only see shows that they love, like Phantom, Lion King was there, Wicked was there, but they'll also have the opportunity to see shows that haven't even opened on Broadway stages yet. We had Schmigadoon, which sold out at the Kennedy Center in DC, now transferring to Broadway. So ABA members got to see something before it even hit the Broadway stage. The Lost Boys is another new production that performed. So yeah, it's an opportunity for everyone to have a shared experience at Marketplace, just like they would in a theater. Live entertainment, there's nothing like it. I think we can all agree on that. There is nothing like live entertainment. And to be able to bring it to 2,500 people at Marketplace is such an incredible experience because there's an energy in the room that you just can't find anywhere else. So it's a bit of a teaser to people at Marketplace who get to see just one number. And so, for example, this past Marketplace in Reno, we had 14 Broadway musicals compact in, I think we had an 80-minute program, maybe 85. I stretched it a little bit. But yeah, we've had anywhere from, 10 shows. I think the most we've ever produced is 18, which is like mind-boggling to even consider that you could see 18 musicals in 80 minutes. But yeah, we've been doing this for 30 years, and we love bringing it to Marketplace and to feel the emotions in that room, whatever ballroom we have to create. And give the illusion of being in a theater, you can feel that energy. And you go through a range of emotions because if it's a performance like Six, you feel that energy level. Buena Vista Social Club, you almost feel like you're transported to Cuba, to Havana. And then you might have a number from Hadestown, which slows down the pace and gives a different emotion in the room. And you can feel that. And that's what's so incredible about live theater and sharing it with others. I love it.
I'm more jealous than ever that I was not there.
Oh, I know. And I think the wild part about doing the Best of Broadway, as you well know, ABA occurs in a different host city every year. So for us, it's just like, okay, where are we going to next? And how do I convince Broadway producers to give us their cast members? The further the location, and Reno's a good example. Thank you, Reno, though. It was an awesome destination. It was fantastic. They showed us the red carpet, I think we can all agree. But to convince producers to allow their cast members to travel, right? That was travel, a travel day to get there. They'd come in, they tech on Sunday, they perform Monday. Many of them had to stay over Monday night. So you're talking considerable days out of a show. If they're currently in a show, they have to swing out if they're understudies, swings, even leads. So I think what's fascinating to me, though, after 30 years of presenting the Best of Broadway at ABA's Marketplace, in my industry, the producers have been educated over the decades about the value of showcasing their musical at ABA to not just operators, but the greater audience of 2,500 of us, and how valuable that is. So it's a real testament to the production, to the collaboration that me and my creative team have with ABA, and then to get the producers on board. Because it takes a village to make this happen, but we couldn't do it without Broadway performers.
I'm wondering if you can kind of talk us through what planning the Best of Broadway looks like. I'm curious when the planning starts, what do those conversations look like, and I'm just dying to know what it looks like behind the scenes getting that amazing show ready.
Oh, wow. It's a great question. And I don't think the planning ever stops because as soon as we are done with Reno and I have time to just take a breath a little bit, it's like, okay, I'm thinking of Calgary. How are we getting to Calgary? How are we getting everyone across the border? Does everyone have passports to get across? But no, the planning never stops. But in reality, in answer to your question, we begin to dig our heels in for pre-production about 7, 8 months in advance. We work behind the scenes with ABA, with their audiovisual team. Inspire is this year. So we work with them. And then my creative team, who I hire, it's a creative team of professionals, some of whom have been with me on this gig doing it for over 20 years. We have our director, Kurt. We have our lighting designer, Lee. We have our sound designer, Rob. Then we have two others in the sound department, Paul and Carmen. Then we have our stage manager, Nancy. And together, my team and I and ABA and Inspire, we all collaborate and we look at the AV system of the venue. We look at the ground plans of whichever room we're going into. So we get all of those elements and those pieces of the physical layout of the room. And how do we, with budget in mind, how do we create an experience for everyone where sound is our number one priority? I've learned that over the years, because sound, our lighting designer, as you've seen over the years, can create the most beautiful scenic designs using what we have. But it's a collaborative effort amongst so many. And then on my creative team are independent contractors. So they work with me on not only the Best of Broadway for ABA, but also we produce the similar production for SITA, Student Youth Travel Association's annual conference. So it's a lot of collaboration. And then on my team, in my marketing department, is a young woman named Mary Beth Smith. You might not have met her. You might not see her all the time, but she heads up the production elements 6 to 8 months in advance. And I lean heavily on her expertise, but she's also doing her day job. She's coming up with marketing plan. She's working with my team member, Brendan Rogers, my VP. And then he has another in his department of marketing, Jessica. But Mary Beth is really she does the yeoman's work of helping me produce the Best of Broadway, because it takes so many of us to work our way up from here's our 8 months, here's our 6 months. Do we have lighting? Do we have sound? Do we have the plans? And then as the date gets closer, about, I'd say, 4 months out, that's when I start making calls and soliciting producers. And Mary Beth, you know, she works her lines of communications. How many minutes do we have? How many shows can we include? And then anything can happen from the time a show commits, from the time they land for tech, for required tech on Sunday, the day before our luncheon, anything can happen. Someone can drop out for whatever reason, or last minute show announces, hey, can you squeeze us in? And then we have to look at the whole plan and say, okay, how do we have flexibility? Can we fit someone in? Can we have ABA members participate? And that's always fun too. So not only is it the Broadway shows, and you know, in the past when we've had ABA members participate, that's also like, what can we do in advance to get these guys interested and prepared? So yeah, the planning never stops, but the, you know, from year to year, I'd say it's like a 7 month process to when we hit the stage.
Incredible.
And especially those, like you said, just the last couple of hours, the last 24 hours before it actually happens, that feels like that must be such a crucial period of time.
It's a wild ride. And yes, it's so crucial. And it's such an adrenaline rush. I mean, Brian, you've seen me on the floor. It's just like I'm whizzing past and doing, a bunch of things, because I also, you know, my day job is interacting with our clients, getting those hugs at ABA that we love so much from all our friends at Marketplace. But then it's also like, you know, tracking flights. Mary Beth has a log of all the performers' flights. And everybody knows bus travel is much more reliable these days than air travel. So there's a plug for you, ABA. So it's like, it's just being prepared for the surprises. And because we're such, I'd like to say, a well-oiled machine, we're very malleable in that, okay, we got this. We know who's on the ground. This person's flight's delayed. Great. We're just going to shuffle this person in for the tech time, because they only have, each show only gets about, I'd say, 25 minutes to tech on Sunday. So everyone's required, all the shows are required to boots on the ground, 1 o'clock in whichever host city we're in. Even if their call time isn't until 3, we want everyone on the ground ready to go, because it's scheduled down to the minute for tech, because we have to be out of that ballroom so we have a hard stop. Some venues are union, some venues aren't. We have a little bit more flexibility with the non-union venues, meaning maybe if we didn't stop our tech exactly at 10, we won't be find and go into overtime. But yeah, it's just it's like Broadway on steroids when we're putting this thing together. And then the minute it starts, 12:15 Monday, it's showtime. And then we just, there go for the grace of Broadway gods.
It sounds incredible, and you guys have been doing it for over 30 years, you said now, or yeah? So, in that great amount of time that you've produced this, are there any moments or years that stand out the most as being particularly intense or memorable for some reason?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. There's so many. I think if I had to, chronologically, if I looked at it that way, because there are so many memorable moments, I think, sharing the stage with my father. He came up with the concept of doing this. I think sharing the stage with him before I actually took ownership and bought the business was really special for me to see how he did it. And especially because he came from an acting background, I did not. So it was to learn that from him and eventually share the stage with him. But I mean, I've also shared the stage with Hugh Jackman. That was pretty cool too. I mean, what's Lin-Manuel Miranda graced the stage at ABA. There's so many people who have walked across this stage and entertained attendees at Marketplace. It's kind of mind-boggling. And one day I think I'll write a memoir maybe. And if I can get all the names, most recently the fa Hugh Panero as the Phantom, sharing the stage with him, but then also having him put the cape on me, which I did not expect. That was wild, and that's something I'll remember forever, as was Pete Pantusso's, performances. And then most recently, new president Fred Ferguson had his Best of Broadway debut. I think he rocked it. I think he did a really great job. And I also loved when we've been able to have ABA members participate. For example, one year we had over 60 people come and learn the choreography from Chicago, and led by Broadway veteran, dancer, actor, performer extraordinaire, Robin Herter. 60 ABA members learned the number on a Sunday and then performed it for everybody on Monday. We have
Oh,
so
man.
many talented people at ABA. It's incredible. And then when we were struggling to come up with content, gosh, when was it? Oh, it was after COVID. We did digital one year for COVID, but then when we came back to Marketplace in person for the first time, we were, I want to say in Texas at a Gaylord property. Forgive me, every year the venues get a little murky, but it was before Omicron. We had nine shows that were going to come, and Omicron hit. We were down to two shows, and we still were going in person. So that was the year we came up with ABA's Got Talent. And we put it out there. Anyone who wanted to be considered, send a tape in, sing your favorite Broadway number. And holy moly, we narrowed it down to two winners. But to showcase their talent at ABA was awesome. It helped me fill my, 60 minutes that I had, but also it was great because we could open it up to ABA members, and they're not trained performers either, but man, when they hit that stage, it was just something amazing came out of people we know and cross paths with, but have incredible voices. Who knew? So yeah, there's so many memories over the year, and I love it because my memories and my takeaways, might be different than, say, Ryan, your memories and takeaways over the years, and what really stood out to you, or what stood out to me, and what made us cry, or what made us laugh. And I think that's what's so phenomenal and fantastic about live entertainment. It makes everyone's, shared experience just a little different, and creates memories that last forever.
So, hearing about everything that goes into Best of Broadway, I find it hard to believe that you find time to do anything else, during your time at ABA. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, outside of the Best of Broadway, what was the highlight of ABA 2026 for you?
Ooh, it's a great question again, because it is hard to find time to do anything. But But I find it somehow because I have such great team of people. And last year, as you recall, I was also chairing ABA. So I definitely, it's important not just to focus on the production because it is so consuming, because I don't want to miss out on what the priorities are. And that's the relationships, fostering the relationships. And I always look forward to that meeting with clients because, as many of us know, sometimes this is the only time that we actually get to be with one another in person, face to face. So it's super important for me to make that time to walk the floor. But also, I love meeting star delegates. We had our own star delegate, a young woman who's new to our team named Toni Israel, and she's a star delegate. It's meeting new people to ABA and finding out about their experience. And certainly having served many years on the board of ABA, it's, I'm reminded how important that is to not only see our friends and our longtime colleagues, but it's also to shepherd in the new, a new generation and that, and finding out why are you here? Why did you come to Marketplace? What's the challenges for you in your profession, in your part of, the hospitality industry or tourism? And making sure that we're setting the next generation of ABA members up for success, but also hearing from them and taking the time. But yeah, there's so much about ABA that I look forward to that one time when we're all in person. And then the follow-up. There's so many meetings and associations that we in the tourism industry can join, and we've joined so many over the years. But ABA has always remained at the top of our list because of the return and because of the relationships that we've built with attendees. And it's seeing us all through tough times and good times. We've had loads of both, and what's great is that the future is bright for ABA and all of us members because of the leadership and the strength and the health of the association. So I know I went off on a toot there, but man, I love ABA.
Amazing. I think we really revere our partnership with ABA certainly as well. And even from just, observing it from afar this year, I think that my big takeaway is that it's about the relationships. And I think that as a group travel tech company, us being Group Collect, that is something that I think that we're really trying to focus on here in 2026 is making sure that the software that we create really has a relationship forward element to it. Trying to harness the energy that we really all feel cultivated there at ABA. Now, with that said, we're going to take a moment and we're going to zoom back out and kind of take a look at what you do a little bit more holistically, meaning we wanted to talk a little bit about Broadway specifically right now. What do you think is forthcoming in this Broadway season that has you most excited, and especially something tailored for groups in that regard? What do you think?
Ooh, Eric, that's a tough question because we have so many options for groups. We have probably one of the most diverse seasons coming up on Broadway. I can't pick one. I just can't.
Well, give
Because
us all you got.
there's something for everyone. There truly is something for everyone, whether groups are busing in as school groups, as leisure groups, as senior groups, corporate groups, and every group type in between. You want straight plays and kids are studying that in school? Fantastic. We have that for you. You want comedy? We've got Schmigadoon, where you're just going to laugh, from beginning to end. If you want something a little bit more mysterious, and I haven't seen it yet because it hasn't started on Broadway yet, The Lost Boys. If you love that film, great. You're now going to see, this incredible live stage adaptation. But truly, there is a Broadway show, whether it be a musical comedy, a drama, or a straight play, there is something for every type of group.
It's like they say in a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, right? Something for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know another industry where you can guarantee it.
Absolutely incredible. Stephanie, we've so enjoyed this conversation. I'd like to ask last if anyone here is listening and planning their group tour to New York and are inspired to work with group sales box office at Broadway.com after hearing this great conversation, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can find us by calling 1-800 Broadway extension 2, or they can log on to groups.broadway.com. It doesn't get any easier, and we actually offer our website in 6 different languages. So, we are global. And coming soon, we will have a customer portal which will be available 24/7, 365. So we'll be making a big announcement when we release that. Come to broadway.com. You'll find groups.broadway.com, 1-800 Broadway extension 2, group sales box office at broadway.com.
Thank you so
Awesome.
much, Stephanie.
All right, guys, I so appreciate it.
All right, everybody. And that was our very special guest, Miss Stephanie Lee of Group Sales Box Office at Broadway.com. Please check the show notes so that you can hear her email address and contact information one more time because just a wonderful human being. And I'm sure she'd love to hear from any of the listeners of the show that were privileged enough to hear her stories. So with that, we're going to wrap up this January episode of Group Collect the podcast. If you like what you're hearing right now, don't forget you can find the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. That would be Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. And if you have any questions, comments, or guest suggestions for the show, hit me up. That would be Eric, Erik, at groupcollect.com. Once again, that's Eric, Erik, at groupcollect.com. And I want to say a special thanks to all of our listeners and my two co-hosts, Ryan, Kaplan. I salute you both. On behalf of these two co-hosts, I'd like to say for the Group Collect the Podcast team, until next month, you gotta stay cool and collecting.
But also stay warm out there, folks.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, not too cool. This has been a Group Collect production.